Welcome to Fueled by Grace, and so glad to have you along here. And I feel like God has given me a really powerful word, so I hope you'll listen. And better yet, I hope you'll share this with others who may need to hear about God's great love for them. Now, as I look around and see the things that are going on in our nation and in the world today, I was praying about it and thinking about it, and I felt like, what should I talk about in this next podcast? And the Lord made it very clear to me that this is to be called, it's time to be holy. It's time to be holy. Now, here in the South and the Southeast, that may mean something different than to those of you out West or those of you in other parts of the world. But holy, the Greek word holy in the New Testament is hagios. Has a lot of different meanings: separate, reverent. In some places, it means other. God is other. The temple in Jerusalem was different from the buildings around it. It was holy because it was other. It had a different style. It was not like anything else. So, holy can mean other, it can mean sacred. And what are we saying? Well, in the Bible, we see in the New Testament that Paul and Peter and some of the others have exhorted us to be holy, to live holy lives. Jesus said, "Be holy, for I'm holy." And we think of that as our behavior. I better not chew tobacco because that's just not holy. It's not a holy habit. But you look at some of these verses. I guess 1 Peter 1, 5, 15 to 16 is one of the most popular. But as he which has called you is holy, so be holy in all manner of conversation. Some translations say all manner of behavior, because it is written, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." And again, that word holy can mean sacred, morally blameless, consecrated, other. If you look in the Strong's Concordance, it has a whole bunch of different possibilities depending on how the word is used. But God is looking for us to be holy. Be holy, for I am holy. Well, the good news is that when we are born again, the new man that lives inside of us is holy. God told Nicodemus, "You must be born again." He said, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, how do you get back in your mama's womb? That's not possible." Jesus said, "You're born of the Spirit." And our spirits come to life when we receive Christ and we are born again. And that new man, read all about it in Romans 5 through 8, 9. Paul talks about the new man, the old man. The new man does not sin. The new man is holy. The new man is created in the holiness of God Himself. And this changes the whole ballgame because instead of focusing on our behavior to satisfy this request or this requirement, be holy, for I am holy, we just have to acknowledge, I am holy. Jesus said, "Be holy as I am holy." Well, thank you, Lord, that you have made me holy. And when we begin to receive that revelation and to see that, then some of these other verses come into a more powerful place. For example, Ephesians 1:4 says, "He chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight." He chose us to be holy and blameless in his sight. 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy 1:9, "He has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we've done, but because of his own purpose and grace," not because of anything we've done. We are not made holy by our behavior or lack of behavior, things that we don't do. We are made holy by the grace of God, by the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, what does this mean in relation to what's going on in the world around us? And why did I feel like God was telling me it's time to encourage folks to be holy? It's time to be holy. Well, there's so much going on. If you just look around, a lot of people in a lot of churches either people are so focused on their behavior and trying to be holy that way, or they've swung the pendulum way out here and they may have received the truth of the gospel or the grace message, as some people call it, and they've gone too far in the other direction, so to speak. I hear a lot of Christians, in fact, I myself, I'm guilty of sometimes swearing, using profanity. God doesn't want us doing that. Ephesians 4 says, "Let no corrupt communication come out of your mouth." And yet, I'm guilty as anybody of saying things I shouldn't. The new man doesn't do that. The new man is made in the image of Jesus Christ himself, and he is holy. He's different. He's set apart. And so, what God is saying is, he wants his church to look different than the world. Paul himself said in Romans 12, don't be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That transformation word there is like metamorphosis, like a caterpillar turning into a butterfly. We have been made not to be old sinners walking around saved by grace, thinking about how bad we are or how bad we were. But we are called to be holy, to live holy lives. That doesn't necessarily mean, well, I better not have a sip of wine. But what it means is that we allow the character of Christ himself to come forward through the new man that God created in us. And I get so weary of people who talk about, well, I used to go to this church and I used to do that, but I don't do it anymore. The church has, let me down, or, why should I go to church? It doesn't help me. And it's not about going to a building. It's about a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ by his Holy Spirit. And as we allow the Holy Spirit to build up our inner man, we will see ourselves begin to look different from the world. God wants his church to look different from the world, to be holy, to be set apart, to be called out. Why? Because it's time that people saw the truth of the gospel being demonstrated in the lives of the saints. Why would anybody want to give their life to Christ if you're running around here cussing and smoking and drinking and doing all those things? You can do that if you want. But I believe the new man is different. And God has called the new man to be different, to come out from among them, the Bible says. Don't be conformed to the world. Paul himself said that. There's no question here. And so while there's a big difference between the things you do trying to earn salvation or trying to get right with God, you're already right with God. The way you be holy or demonstrate that is that you acknowledge that you've been made holy. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. That's what the Word of God says. Jesus became sin. He didn't know any sin, but he became sin so that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ. And so we are holy, and it's time to let the reality of the holiness that we have, that we are in the new man, to come forward in our life instead of looking like and sounding like the world. And look, it's not going to be easy. We have to carry our cross. We might be persecuted by those around us because we do or don't do certain things. And it's not a matter of that's how I'm going to live my life to please God, but it's a matter of allowing the character of Christ to come forward, to be seen by others. There's something different about Mark Shiver. There's something different about Sister So and So. There's something different about this brother. Why? Because we're holy. We're allowing the character of Christ to come forward and be seen in our lives. And those people who need to see a real demonstration of the truth of the gospel can look at us and say, wow, that's what I want. I want peace. I want joy. I want happiness, and those things flow from the new man who is holy and righteous. And we begin to know that we're righteous and acknowledge that, then we will have peace, we will have joy, and others will see that in us and they'll want it. They'll want it. But instead, We get so caught up in worldly things. The price of gas, the price of things in the grocery store. God said he would meet all of our need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Jesus said, "Don't worry about tomorrow. I got you." He said, "My father's got the birds. Don't you think he'll have you?" And yet we worry and we fret and we talk about these things instead of allowing the new man. We have to go back to the beginning. A lot of you don't even really understand or believe or know that you have been created anew in Christ, that there's a new man inside of you. You think, "Well, I've been saved, I'm going to heaven, but all there is me. And someday my soul will come out and I'll be in heaven and walking around on streets of gold." You haven't learned that you are a new creation in Christ, totally brand new, totally. And you are in relationship with him, or you can be if you want to. And by allowing a real relationship with him to come forward in your life, you'll begin to change and be strengthened in your innermost being. Paul said, "Man, I want the eyes of your heart to be enlightened that you might know these things." It's time to be holy, folks, because I'm telling you, the world is coming at our country. What's the new phrase now? All gas, no brakes. Sin is wide open. Look on Facebook, look on X, look on Instagram. You'll see some of the most ungodly things you've ever seen in your life. How can people take their children to see sexually explicit things and get away with it? I don't understand. When I was growing up, you would have never seen that. And so it's time for the church to stand up and preach, first of all, the truth of the gospel, that we're not focusing on our behavior and our sin. We're focusing on the good news that we've been made new in Christ, that we are the righteousness of God in Christ, and that will change your life. And as your life changes, that holiness, that difference, that consecration unto God will begin to be more manifest in your life, and people will see it and they'll want what you have. You might not have all the money in the world, maybe you will, I don't know, but you will have peace and joy in Jesus Christ. If you want that, you can have it, but you first need to acknowledge the truth that you've been changed, that you've been made new, you've been born again. God is not holding your sin against you anymore, it says in 2 Corinthians. So quit focusing on your sin and focus on the new man. Focus on the reality of the gospel. Focus on being holy. How do I be holy, Mark? You ponder, you think about the good news, the reality that you died with Christ, you rose with Christ, you ascended with Christ, you are seated with Christ in heavenly places. Think about that. Talk about that. Your life will change, I promise you. Folks, it's time to be holy. We're going to need a church that is strong, that is vibrant, that is full of the Holy Ghost, because the world, the powers of darkness are coming at our nation like never before. They're coming at the world like never before, and we've got to stand. Some of you say, "Well, I don't make a difference." Yes, you do. You can pray. And you can fellowship with God and become strong in the Lord and the power of his might. That's what he's looking for. Holy, other, consecrated people who understand that they are righteous and they're growing in that reality and they're going to change the world and stop this tide of evil that is flowing against our country. But if we just get more of the same, old sinners saved by grace, well, they're going to run over us, folks. It's a tough time we're in right now. It's a very difficult time. It's a dangerous time. It's an ungodly time. But thank God the church can stand up and rise. Jesus is Lord. He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And we can stand on what he has done. We can stand on our relationship with him and we can believe him to do great things in our lives. We can believe him to do all more than we can ask or imagine. But it starts by realizing that you have a relationship with Him. You've been created brand new. You are righteous and you are holy. Be holy, Jesus said, because He's holy. Well, He has made us holy by His death, burial, resurrection, ascension, and now He's seated in heaven and we are with Him. Praise God. And all of this is a function of one thing, God's great love. He loves you. He loves you deeply, passionately, just fiercely. Folks, I'm begging you, begin to think about these things. Begin to take me seriously when I tell you these things, and it'll change your life. I promise you. And please, by the way, share this with others. It'll change their lives. I'm asking you to do these things because we are in a time where it's important. It's necessary, and God says, be holy. It's time to be holy. Thanks for listening. God loves you so very, very much.